This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahdah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Wala ummata ba'da ummatihi. Wala kitaba ba'da kitabih. Wala shari'ata ba'da shari'atih. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, there are always two ways of looking at anything. Whenever we are faced with anything, there are two ways you can approach it. One is the positive way and one is the negative way. A person who looks at things in a positive way, he will achieve more, he will be more happier than a person who looks at things in a negative way. And the person who looks at things in a negative way, he will achieve less, both spiritually, from a dini point of view, and also from the worldly point of view. He will be unhappy and he will spread unhappiness. Kisi bhi surat hal se nimatne ke liye do tarike hain. Ek musbat tarike aur ek manfi tarika. Jo musbat tarike se kisi cheez ko dekhega, wo zyada payega aur zyada khush rahega. Us shakhs ki nisbat jo manfi سوچ سے کسی چیز کو دیکھے گا وہ شخص کم پائے گا نہ خوش رہے گا اور افسردگی پھیلائے گا. Now this aspect is something that we normally call a pessimist and an optimist. A pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity and an optimist sees an opportunity in every challenge and difficulty. Focus on solutions is what Sharia has taught us, not on problems. Look for opportunities. Don't look for excuses. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, don't say low. Never ever say, if I had done this, this would have happened. Low opens up the doors of shaitan. If I would have done this, opens up the door of shaitan. Optimism allows even a person who does not have a good sight to be able to see light, whereas a pessimism makes one see nothing but darkness, even if he has eyesight. Now normally, you know, there are one important point that we must make. Many a times people, when they talk of optimism and hope and having a positive way of looking at things, then it is assumed that there is no difficulty. جو مثبت طریقہ سے دیکھے گا لوگ ان سے کہیں گا کہ کیا کوئی مشکل نہیں ہے دنیا میں. مشکلات تو ہیں, there is challenges, but the situation is, if you look at those challenges and you look at life positively, it is a mindset that will achieve and yield more results. It means that there will be challenges, but you would be able to be more likely to have success with the challenges and with hard work and an effort. The way it has been said, a rose, gulab, it never complains that it is in the midst of thorns. Gulab to yehi kabhi nahi kehta ke jo hai na main to kante ke darmiyan ho. I am in the midst of thorns. It blossoms in the midst of thorns. A rose blossoms in the midst of thorns. And it shows that we can blossom in the midst of challenges. And that is what I will try to prove has been the way of the Quran and Hadith and what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. For example, I'll give you an example. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day someone came and said, Ya Rasulullah, I committed a sin. Mujhse guna ho gaya. So what did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Follow it up with a good deed. Innal hasanati yudhibna sayyat. The good deed will wipe away the evil deed. The challenge is there, you committed a guna, what must you do now? Go and now do another good deed. The good deed will wipe away the evil deed. What a beautiful way. So the challenges will be there, And a positive mindset will make us look through those challenges. And obviously people make normal types of jokes with regard to and give examples with optimists and the pessimists. And they say, an optimist says and looks at a glass that is half and say it is half full. The pessimists say it is half empty. And the realist, while they were fighting, he drank the water. And therefore they say also, an optimist looks at a donut. The pessimist looks at the hole in the donut. They said optimists and a pessimist one day were in a tunnel, a train tunnel. So the pessimist say it's dark. The optimist say there is light at the end of the tunnel. Huh? The realist say the train is coming. And the engineers say there are three idiots on the train track. So now let us see this. How do we deal with this? Firstly, let us look at what the Quran says. And Lord, the Hadith gives us examples. Mumin ke muamalat hamesha musbat hota hai. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the affairs of a believer is always positive. How did he say this in a hadith? Ajabal li amril mu'min. Wondrous is the situation of a believer. Wondrous is the situation of the believer. If any good comes upon him, he makes shukr. Koi sahi tarike se kuch ho jaye, unke muafiq, tabiyat ke muafiq, shukr karke jo hai na wo jaza paata hai, sawab paata hai. Anything good comes, he makes shukr, he gets a reward. Any difficulty comes upon him, he makes sabr, he still gets a reward. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said? Ajabal li amril mu'min. Amazing is the affair of the believer. For him is only benefit. So you see, firstly, how Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Islam taught us the aspect of positive way of thinking. Secondly, the ulama have said, and when they look at the life of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we find that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's sunnah and inclination was always to look at the positive. How many examples can we quote? Subhanallah. When Abu Bakr and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are alone in the cave against an entire city, two people against an entire city, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu looks up from the cave of Thawr and he sees the footsteps of the enemies right on the foot of the cave, about to find them. At such a time, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells Abu Bakr, La tahzan, inna Allah ma'ana. Don't be sad, Allah is with us. Allah ta'ala humare saath hai. Look at the positive attitude. This was our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Aap Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, apne dushmano ke liye bhi, hamesha pur umid rehte te. He made dua, despite Umar being against Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh Allah, give Umar ibn Hisham or Umar ibn Khattab hidayat. And Umar ibn Khattab becomes upon Islam. Subhanallah. You know, in Bidayah when Nihayat is an amazing incident. I sometimes wonder about how is this, that a person was one day leaving Makkah because of the persecution of the people of Makkah because he was on Islam. Mu'min joana Madina Makkah chor kar ja raha tha. So at the bus station, there wasn't a bus, but a station where they leave Makkah, at that place, the husband and wife were sitting. The husband had to go somewhere. So the wife was sitting alone. Umar came. And Umar said, where are you going? He said, you people have made it difficult for us to stay. We are leaving now. So Umar said, may Allah Ta'ala protect you. May the Almighty protect you. So when the husband comes back, the wife says, first time Umar said something kind and positive about Islam and Muslims. He said, Allah protect you. Maybe he is becoming soft to Islam. You know what the husband said? He said, the donkey of Khattab can perhaps accept Islam. The son of Khattab won't accept Islam. After 1 week, he became a Muslim. When Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came Umratul Qadha, he told Walid bin Walid, the brother of Khalid bin Walid, oh Walid, where is your brother Khalid? Ya Rasulullah, he left Makkah, he couldn't even see you. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, such an intelligent person cannot remain oblivious of the beauty of Islam for a long time. Walid went to go and tell Khalid, oh Khalid, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was looking out for you and he said, you are such an intelligent person, you can't remain ignorant of Islam. Khalid bin Walid becomes a Muslim. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was always someone who looked at the time when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is digging a trench against the enemies, doesn't have enough resources to protect himself. And at that time, they couldn't come and they couldn't remove one boulder. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took an axe, and while hitting, there were sparks. And at that particular time, while there were sparks, Nabi Karim Sallam said, I can see the treasures of the Roman and Persian empires at the hands of the Muslims. Subhanallah. At such a time, can you imagine what it would have done to the morale of the Sahaba? Their lives were at risk. They were facing an entire army, a collective army of the Arabian people and the tribes. And here Nabi Karim Sallam said, don't worry, very soon Allah will grant us victory over the superpowers of the time. To be positive is the way of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ulama have made mention the third aspect with regard to having a positive outlook, optimism, and having good expectations of Allah is an ibadat in itself. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said in a hadith which appears in Tirmidhi, hoping for good is also an act of worship. To have good expectation of Allah is also an act of worship. Raja'iyat or musbat cheez, musbat pehlu se ek cheez ko dekhna, ye ek mustaqil ibadat hai. Acche ki umeed rakhna, ye bhi Allah Ta'ala ki ibadat mein se hai. Therefore Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ana inda zanni abdi, I am according to the expectations of the believer. If the believer look upon me that Allah will be merciful, Allah will be hopeful, Allah will give us this, then Allah says, I will deal with him in accordance to how he thinks about me. Have good expectations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, Allah ta'ala will deal with us accordingly. Obviously, it doesn't mean you must have good expectations without doing anything. Then the Sahaba said that anyone who have good expectations without doing anything, that is deception. Do everything, then have good expectations of Allah. Inna alladhina amanu walladhina hajaru wajahadu fi sabilillah, ulaika yarjuna rahmatullah. Those who have iman, those who have do righteous deeds, those who make hijrat, those who strive, they must have hope in the mercy of Allah. Having good expectations of Allah is an ibadat in itself. The fourth thing our ulama have made mention is that hope should prevail over death, especially closer to the end of our time and closer towards death. This is what our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us. When we are in this world, when we are young, then ulama say the fear of Allah must dominate. But when we are old and we are coming closer towards our time, and especially at the time of death, then the hope in the mercy of Allah must prevail. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day came to a person who was at his deathbed, and he said, how do you find yourself with regard to your expectations of Allah? And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I am fearful of my guna and sins, but I am hopeful of the mercy of Allah. What an answer. Allah must give us that presence of mind that at a time of death we can think like that. May Allah give us all that presence of mind and then consciousness. What did tell Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Ya Rasulullah, I'm afraid of my sins, but I have hope in the mercy of Allah. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, when a believer has these two things simultaneously, Allah grants him security from his fear, and Allah fulfills his hope that he has in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ulama says that part of this whole hope must prevail over fear, especially closer to the end of our time. And then amongst the aspects that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us with regard to having a positive way of looking at things is Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when Mu'adh ibn Jabal, when he sent him to Yemen, and Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, O Mu'adh, you are going to Yemen, be a bearer of positivity, be a bearer of someone who gives good tidings. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne Mu'adh ko Yemen jate hue kaha, bashira wala tunaffira, yassira wala tu'assira. Give people glad tidings. Mu'adh, logon ko umeedein dilwao, logon mein nafrat na phailao, logon ke liye aasani paida karo, mushkilat paida na karo. Mu'adh, give people glad tidings. Don't make them afraid, or don't make them so afraid of Allah that they lose hope in the mercy of Allah. And O Mu'az, make things easy for people. Don't make things difficult for people. In your own amal, there you choose that which you feel you can bear. But in terms of making and dealing with people, make things easy for them. This is a sunnah of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then amongst the aspect of having a positive attitude, look at this most beautiful aspect that what Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us. He said, be positive and productive till your last breath. Till your last breath, be productive and be positive. And where can you get a more better teachings on optimism and positive thinking than this saying of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? He said, if any one of you, إِذَا أَتَتْ أَحَدَكُمُ السَّاعَةِ, if any one of you, while you are alive, and you hear the sound of the trumpet of Qiyamah and the Day of Judgment, and you got a seed with you that you need to plant, and someone will say, kya faida? What benefit am I going to get of planting the seed is Qiyamah? Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if Qiyamah comes and you got a seed to plant, then don't say that it is Qiyamah, I'm not going to plant it. Plant that seed at that particular time. Be productive. Apne aakhri saans tak musbat khayal aur acche sabit raho. Agar aap, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne farmaya, kisi par qiyamat waqi ho, to jiske haath mein agar chota sa poda ho, to usko bhi lagao. Ye na kaho ke qiyamat hai, kya fayda hai. What a beautiful teaching. Be positive and be productive till your last breath. So this is another aspect with regard to it. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us positivity in terms of how do you deal with making dua to Almighty Allah. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, make dua to Almighty Allah and be certain that He will answer your prayers. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne kaha ke jo ne dua agar mango to ye musbat tarike se ye ravaiya ikhtiyar karo ke Allah Taala ye qubool karega. Allah Taala will accept. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day saw a person making dua. Allahumma aghfir li in shi'at. Oh Allah, if you want, you forgive me. Oh Allah, if you want, you forgive me. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, rebuked him and said, this is not the way you ask of Allah. Oh Allah, if you want, forgive me. When you make dua to Almighty Allah, make dua with firmness and have this firm belief that Allah Ta'ala would inshallah accept. Why do you make dua, Allahumma aghfir li in shi'at? Oh Allah, if you want, and if you feel, then you must forgive me. This is not the way a person makes dua. Then another aspect is, an optimist is a people's magnet. A person who thinks positively, people will surround him. If you are positive people, people love to be around you. Whether you are in the musalli base and you are all the time looking at solutions instead of talking about problems, you are looking at finding ways to resolve issues, people will love to be with you. In your workplace, those people who are looking for solutions, who are optimists, you will find people, they will attract people like magnets. And people who are all the time talking of doom and gloom, all the time complaining, all the time whinging. After a while, one, two times, people will listen to you. After a while, how long will they listen to you? After a while, they will also leave you. So a person who is an optimist, he gets people together all the time. So this is another aspect that we learn from, you know, experience. And then, of course, perhaps one of the most important things when we look at the life of the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ajma'in, we find that they were people who were always optimists. Optimism is a legacy of the companions of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They were replete of positive examples on focusing on the bigger picture, on looking at how to resolve issues, how to take things forward. From the time of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha's profound words of comfort to our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to Hazrat Khadija and said, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, cover me, inni khashitu ala nafsi, I'm afraid whether I will be able to bear this responsibility or not. What did Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at that time, in need of comfort, what did Hazrat Khadija say? Kalla wallahi la yughzika Allahu abada. O Prophet of Almighty Allah, O my husband, Allah will never disgrace you. Positive attitude. Even at that time when Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was worried, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala is giving positive words of comfort. So it was with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, despite the fact that she had little, but all the time giving, all the time giving to such an extent. One day she had some wealth, gave everything. The slave girl said, leave something for iftar, there is nothing. She said, why didn't you speak earlier? I would have left something for iftar. Everything is now given. Positive attitude. This is a way. So it was with Ja'far bin Abi Talib and Musa bin Umair. When Nabi Karim s.a.w. sent them to present Islam to new, often hostile communities, they went to give a positive interpretation and a positive message of Islam. Ja'far bin Abi Talib went to go and speak in the court of Negus, and Musa bin Umair changed the face of Medina Munawwara. They gave positive messages of the beauty of Islam to often hostile communities. And so it was what Khabbab ibn Arth and Bilal ibn Rabah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who publicly professed Islam despite the unimaginable cruelty they had to suffer from the disbelievers. But they were positive and they remained. And even while they were being persecuted and while Bilal was dragged through the streets of Makkah, and this particular sound was resounding amongst the people of Makkah, Ahad, Ahad, the oneness of Allah, the oneness of Allah, Allah Ta'ala is one. Optimism is the legacy of the companions of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What does it take to be an optimist? Few things. Focus on solution, not problems. There is enough problems, and if you're going to add problems, it's going to become a big problem. Stop the problem, start looking at solutions. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba looked at solution. When Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was on the verge of Uhud, 300 people, they pulled out of the battle. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam still remained in the battle, and he kept the army in such a way that it was so strategically sound that the Muslims were on the verge of victory, despite being overwhelmed by the resources and by the odds against them. So focus on solution, not problems. Keep your eye on the bigger picture. Develop creative ways and innovative ways of dealing with situations. Develop trust in Allah. وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. He who relies upon Almighty Allah, Allah Ta'ala becomes sufficient for him. Find the balance between hope and optimism. Yes, there will be challenges. How do you deal with the challenges? Take into account risk factors. And then always make dua. Start off your day with duas. Start off your day with the morning du'as. Start off your night with evening du'as. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make us positive. Allah, inshallah, make our situation such that we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will yield positive results. We will be happier. We will make other people happier. And we will bring about an atmosphere and environment of good in our community. When you become pessimist and complain, you bring about an environment of negativity in the community. And that is not the way we are supposed to be. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even after the battle of Uhud, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't be overwhelmed. Do not be sad. وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلُونَ. You will be successful if you are true believers. And that is what believers do. They always look at the positive aspect. They are optimists by nature. They look at the hopeful things. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we have that particular type of mindset, Allah Ta'ala will give us the desired result. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.